At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Welcome to Life Play. This is George G, and the time is right. Welcome to today's guest, Strong and Powerful, Dr. Rand McLean. Rand, are you ready to do this?
Yes, sir. Ready as I'll ever be. Let's do it.
All right. Let's go. Dr. Rand went from being the youngest senior account manager in Deloitte's history to becoming a professional boxer, to being accepted to medical school at the age of 37, to becoming a leader on regenerative and sports medicine. His newest book is Cheating Death, The New Science of Living Longer and Better. Rand, excited to have you on. Tell us a little bit about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
Well, as I tell people, I got into this mainly from necessity rather than, or they say desperation rather than inspiration, right? I had my own issues with different injuries and trying to be the best I could at sport. So it only made sense that once I learned oftentimes the hard way, you know, what can happen to you and what you can do to try and correct for it, I was literally traveling down the road, I-10, and thought about my daughter who was on the way and said, okay, Rand, you know, time to settle into some career that's stable and that you enjoy. And this was the first thing that came to mind, fortunately, and I stuck with it. And now it's what I do. I do regenerative and sports medicine. Regenerative medicine is really about optimizing health, increasing what we call health span, which is a combination of both quality of life and longevity. And I have a great job, and I hope to do this until I can beat the guy's record, who's apparently still practicing at age 99.
Okay, nice. I love it. One of the questions I had for you was, what is it that really drives you? I'm fascinated by people that excel in a certain area and then are able to change gears and to shift. But you mentioned your daughter.
Yeah, I mean, she was a big motivation because I had to settle down. I really was blessed so far, still am, with a great life. Got to pursue a lot in sport. I got into accounting, which accounting's not bad. It's just not my cup of tea. I'm sure a lot of people think that way just from stereotypes, but it's accounting. It's changed a lot, but it's still accounting. Wasn't for me. But I have to say that I was fascinated by the ability to control your health to a large degree with nutrition since I was younger. 11 years old, my parents had a very small, called a library. Adele Davis had a book that talked about controlling your health, or, you know, certainly helping it along, as it were, with nutrition. And I was fascinated by that at an early age. And I think that led to a lot of experimentation with eating, what I read at the time. My mom used to make us eat wheat germ pancakes, and we weren't allowed to have, anything but maybe some jam or maybe some honey if we were lucky on it. And so from kind of all angles, if you will, I got into nutrition, and that led to being able to, or trying to, control other aspects of health with other avenues. I went to Chinese medicine school eventually, and just was fascinated about the different things we have at our fingertips. And then, of course, when I got into Western medicine, knowing all the things we have now, that really was the impetus for the book, is to get the word out, all the things that are available to us that weren't even a decade ago. So I guess the passion for the ability to control things, namely our health, as well as the fascination with all the really cool things we have available to us, is what's motivated me to this point.
Fascinating. As you're talking, I wrote down being healthy versus looking healthy. It seems like if you pay attention to the internet, it's a lot of, I don't know if it's fad diets, but it's how can I make myself physically look healthy and look like I'm in shape? What do you think of that versus actually being a healthy person?
Well, fad and diet are almost interchangeable, right? I mean, those are repetitive, right? Redundant, I guess is the right word. And then, of course, you know, you're talking to a guy who lives out here in L.A. next to Hollyweird. It's not how you feel, it's how you look, right? All that kind of stuff. Now, that's the outside. Now, you know, and anybody who, you don't have to be a doctor to look at somebody and go, oh boy, something's wrong with that guy or girl, right? When you get up close and look. So I would argue that the two, if you're talking about true health, do come hand in hand. If you're healthy on the inside, you'll look it on the outside. There's a lot of fakers out there that get the assistance of the camera and Hollywood and that kind of thing. But I think the two are really largely inseparable. And that's why, you know, I get a lot of patients asking me, hey, Rand, what can I do to enjoy these next 5 years? I'll gladly trade my 20 years off the back end. Well, you don't have to trade. And if you think about it, why would you? If you're in better shape, if you're healthier, typically you're going to live longer anyway, right? So the two go hand in hand, not mutually exclusive. And that's part of the thing, part of what I want to get across in the book too, is that you don't have to make that trade. It's funny to me how often people think that's the case.
Well, I appreciate that very much. So wheat germ, and I don't know that I really understand what that is, if I'm just being totally honest, but we used to, there's probably a lot of folks that still really focus on that. One thing that I know, people used to take a spoonful of like liver oil, and I don't think that we do that much anymore. So how do you think about, for lack of a better term, ancient wisdom when it comes to nutrition, and then adding or accentuating that with all of the new innovations that you're focused on?
Well, some of the ancient stuff is still around. We just don't realize it. Instead of taking a big spoonful of cod liver oil, we're taking it in an encapsulated form in gel caps. When it comes to wheat germ, we found that it's not as simple. There's epitopes on certain grains that can cause allergic reactions or intolerance. So not everyone gravitates or cottons to wheat germ. But I would say that by and large, the things that grandma and great grandma told you to do, you know, have lots of colors on your plate, mix it up, focus on the green leafies, as it were, and, you know, not too much in the way of sugar is probably still, now that's considered the ancient wisdom, is probably still in general a good guideline from which to start. I always say, you know, one size does not fit all when it comes to diet and nutrition. There are some people, you know, Dave Asprey is a big proponent of staying away from some of the grains, or all the grains, really. And that works really well for him. I know people that are less endomorphic and more ectomorphic than without grains. And I would argue I'm one of them. You know, those simple carbohydrates, I would waste away. So again, start with a path that includes, if I had to generalize, you know, staying away from processed foods probably is always a good idea. Staying away from things that have too much sugar, added sugar almost certainly, but too much sugar in general, whether it's naturally occurring or not. And I always joke, you know, many a competitive race has been won using pure sugar. I'm not talking about in those circumstances, but when you're, you know, just living our typical day-to-day life, not racing necessarily on a bicycle or on a track somewhere, then staying away from sugar is probably a really good idea. And moderating other things, the basics, you know, not too much alcohol. Those general guidelines still work. Not that you have to exclude sugar entirely or exclude alcohol entirely, but probably want to keep an eye on those. And otherwise, just stay away from processed foods.
I appreciate that. So with your work today, I'm fascinated by like what your process is. Imagine you get an idea and you think, okay, I wonder what kind of an impact that will have on health span, on longevity, and you go about testing it, but that's just my guess.
Well, I'm not a researcher, so I'm not doing a lot of hypotheticals and then going back to the board of testing. What I can do though, is I can come up with some hypotheticals based upon observation and engaging the CPU. And then doing some research. One of the great things about going to school and with what we have available to us through the internet is to be able to do what we call a dive or a deeper dive, a deep dive into what's been published. It is not something that a lot of people have access to at the level that they might like, but you know, things like Google Scholar or PubMed are a great start. I would argue that you should school yourself if you can in being able to really evaluate the quality of a study. And there's a physician out there, Peter Attia, who does a great job of delineating the way to do that. It's a great primer. Actually, it's more than a primer. He and others have pointed out that studies can be really flawed. And it gets into some mathematical and statistical considerations. But in terms of the process, yeah, observation is the way we start pretty much in medicine. And from there, we come up with the hypotheticals, the hypotheses. And from there, you can try and judge what works and doesn't work. But, you know, that's really what you're referring to, I think, unless I'm not understanding the question, is really the purview of the researchers out there. I'm not a researcher, although I am involved in some studies with stem cells. I'm not what we would call a researcher. I'm more of what we call a clinician.
Got it. So somebody comes to you and they say, why do folks come to you primarily, or some common reasons?
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com. That's abilitychiro.com.
Lowe's knows that saving is always top of mind, especially this season. That's why we've picked some great deals for early Black Friday. Get free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit. More tools? Why not? Plus, we've got select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at $59.98, because it's never too early to think Christmas. Get Black Friday prices without the crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
Most people come in because they don't feel right, and they've looked around as to why they don't feel well, asked friends, including Dr. Google on the internet, and some way or another they come in. My focus is on health optimization, improving what I referred to earlier as health span. So people, if they've been to or not, but a lot of them have been to their primary health care practitioner and not gotten a good answer, like, hey, that's normal. Hey, that's just the way it is. Deal with it. Learn to live with that. If they're not happy with that answer, they can oftentimes end up coming to me or doctors like me. I'm not the only one in town, that's for sure. But doctors who focus not on, you know, sick people or reviving people who have, you know, more than one morbidity, you know, the disease process going on. These are people that are saying, hey, you know, I have been successful, for example, in life so far. Yeah, I'm 50 years old. I'd like to retire now or soon. I don't feel and I don't enjoy life like I did when I was 20. Can I do something about it? And don't like the standard answer. Those are the patients I typically get.
And what is the potential answer? If I'm 50, can I feel as good as I did when I was 20?
Yes, I found some people feel better than they ever have. Now, personally, I'm 60, so I can't speak to it directly, what happens after this age, but I can speak to, you know, the patients I've seen where, okay, somebody who's 80 is not going to necessarily feel like they did when they were 20. But, you know, the expression about, you know, 60 is the new 40 and all that kind of stuff, there's a lot of that that does apply. So at least as far as I'm concerned, it's 60, and those patients I've seen, there's still a lot you can do. And if it's not in its entirety, there's aspects of your life that you may consider yourself better than you ever were before. And so that's still on the table, at least at this age. Again, as you go further in life, you know, there's certainly a lot better ways to spend it than the typical 75, 80-year-old that's just spiraling down into old age, feeling sicker and being sicker. We know that this occurs naturally, but as I like to joke, but seriously, you know, it's natural to get sick and die one day. So who says we want to follow the norms and the natural ways to do it? We have some really, really great ways available to us today to, as they say, turn back the hands of time so that you don't have to feel. Now, again, if you don't feel like you did when you were 20, you can certainly feel like you did when you were 30 or 40 again. And that beats for a lot of people, unfortunately, most people, what typical, 75-year-olds feel like now.
Well, I'd be remiss not to ask, what are some of those ways?
Well, and that's one of the reasons I wrote the book, because there's so many ways. Now, typically, sort of what they call a no-brainer, and along with death and taxes, when things are going to head your way one day, is hormonal changes. Either the pituitary or the specific glands themselves that are activated by the pituitary are not functioning like they used to. So whether it's a reduction in testosterone or estrogen or thyroid or growth hormone, these things, which affect your quality of life in a beneficial way, if they're adequate, they diminish and you don't feel as well. We can adjust those either through coaxing them into working like they used to or simply replacing them. There are ways to clean up what I call the cellular mess, where, and I use the analogy, the cell has to produce a lot of things, proteins, and those proteins have to be folded in a special way, messengers to other cells close by or far away. At any rate, the function is not a burden necessarily, but there's a process by which we have to clean up the mess of doing that function. And if we don't do it regularly and we don't do it properly, we start dysfunctioning. And there's a process that's innate called autophagy that has to be activated. And doing things like smoking and drinking too much, or even simpler, not getting enough sleep, not eating properly, not exercising at all, that can throw off that process of what I call autophagy or repair. And just by correcting that, by cleaning up the cellular mess, by activating autophagy, by getting out there and exercising again, I like to say it's never too late, right? You were probably going to ask me that. It's never too late. By going back to getting enough sleep, by going back to eating properly, we can initiate that process again. There are also supplements and other procedures that we can use on a daily basis that can help initiate that process, so that we can actually go back in time a little bit by resetting the information inside the cell. I call it the recipe book, or the DNA, to use the right term, so that the cell functions properly again.
And thank you. I absolutely was going to, I'm curious if it's ever too late.
No. I mean, when you have something like, just to be specific about it, if you have, say, a torn muscle or a torn ligament or tendon, you're not going to be able to inject stem cells into that area, and those are not going to grow back together. I joke, you can't turn hamburger back into a cow, right? But I'm not talking about physical injuries like that. I'm talking about, in general, at the cellular level, like I was just saying, making enough general repairs in a broad stroke that the body as a whole functions better, not specifically, a torn tendon, which requires surgical repair. Thank God we have those tools too. Those are tools for regeneration as well. Those aren't do-it-yourselfer tools that we have a lot of power to utilize and quite easily in a lot of cases and cheaply. But they all come together to promote that health span I keep referring to, which is what everybody wants. I don't have anybody coming to me saying, hey, I want the reverse. I want 20 in the back years. I don't care if I'm miserable, but, do anything you can, Rand, even if it means quality of life diminishment now so I can get an extra 20. It's the opposite. And that's what the book is focused on, using all those tools available to us, and also giving a peek as to what's down the road, not just 10, 20 years down the road, but really a year from now even.
Life is a series of trade-offs, and it's possible that I do need to, if I'm not currently in the habit of lifting weights or engaging in cardiovascular activity, that I'll need to start doing that. And people could perceive that as bad.
Well, you're saying if you're already doing it or you're not doing it?
If I'm not currently doing that. And I'm saying, I do need to make some sacrifices today by doing some uncomfortable things that are different than I'm currently doing.
Well, yeah, that goes into the psychology of it all, right? I would argue, because, the way you look at it is important, but you could say, look, I'm looking at it with the most positive outlook I can give, Ram, but I still hate doing my cardio, right? Well, okay, then we need some reframing, and that's more of a psychological issue, but the science is there. And maybe for someone like you, if that were you, you wouldn't really cotton to the idea of, you know, running 13 miles a day or getting in shape for, you know, a marathon or a triathlon of significant distance or any distance, right? But still, you know, if we could get you gardening, let's say, something that requires some movement, you would still be way better off. And in some cases, you are better off than someone who's probably, maybe, if not probably, overtraining, which isn't good for you either. There's this concept of hormesis where, you know, too little of a good thing is not good for you. Too much of a good thing is not good for you. And that sweet spot is the right spot for you. And that goes into other details about, you know, just this specific area of exercise we're considering. But typically something is better than nothing. And then to what degree works best for you is subject to your individual preferences and genetics, et cetera.
Everything in moderation.
Yeah, that's one of those that reminds me, you know, there's a section to every rule. That's a rule. Therefore, there's an exception to that. Yeah, that's a catch 22, a semantic steel thing. But yeah, I mean, hormesis goes into that. Yeah. You know, to what degree do we go is important. And the dose is, the poison's in the dose and those kind of expressions. But in this case, you know, the very definition of life includes movement. So I would say we got to talk into some movement, even if it's just parking further from the grocery store to get a walk into the store. Everything counts.
Love it. Well, Rand, thank you so much for coming on. Where can people learn more about you and engage with you? And where can they get their copy of Cheating Death, The New Science of Living Longer and Better?
Well, the first one's easy, or the last one, I should say. That there's a website called cheatingdeath.com, which makes it easy. And of course, the usual culprits, Barnes & Noble and Amazon, et cetera, have the book on sale. Websites, we have one, PSR, Papa Sierra Romeo Med.com. I like to keep good content on there for people who just want to dig into some of these therapies and what's out there, the latest and greatest. And of course, we also have Instagram and Twitter and Facebook and LinkedIn accounts, all of which we try and keep up to date so that there's plenty of avenues. You can pick your favorite as to how you want to keep in touch and see what the latest and greatest is.
Excellent. If you enjoyed this as much as I did, show Dr. Rand your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Pick up your copy of Cheating Death at cheatingdeath.com or wherever you like to buy your books. Follow Dr. Rand on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn, and then go to psrmed.com and keep up and educate yourself on some of the things that you can be doing to not only live longer, but live better as well. Thanks again, Rand.
Thank you, sir.
And until next time, remember, do your part by doing your best.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Black Friday, wow, shop, Wayfair now, month long, big deals, yeah, these are steals.
70% less money spent.
You can't go wrong, check out this song. Best gift in core, Black Friday score.
Garlands and treats,
saving with ease.
Lights for your house, lamps for your spouse.
Save at Wayfair.
All dining chairs, mattresses, two sheets, better view. Everything home, these things in chrome. Here's a quick plug, area rugs, fast shipping, wow, Wayfair is home.
Win the season, win the season.